You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what are conditions like in our prisons? I think this is something that not a lot of New Zealanders are very conscious of.
Yeah, well, I think we learn about these cases in an ad hoc way every so often, and we're all horrified. But my concern is that there isn't a transparent, independent body that's tasked with overseeing what is really happening in our prisons. And, you know, corrections have a complaint system, but we know that prisoners, being some of the most disenfranchised, marginalised by design among our community, are not that well placed to know their rights, or to, even if they did, to sort of make effective complaints and go up the, you know, institutional sort of mechanism. So if we have an independent body that kind of adds accountability and transparency, which is what the Green Party has been calling for since 2016, and we've just renewed our call for an independent corrections or prisons inspectorate, we would have a better idea. But I think the other thing that we have to hold to every time we look at this kind of abuse is that, in fact, we're locking people up in prisons, and we know that imprisonment itself has failed as a model to do what we say it does. It hasn't kept down crime. It hasn't kept anybody safe. It only re-traumatises people. It only re-marginalises them. And we're far, far better off investing in other models, whether it's mental health addiction treatment, whether it's just supporting communities to keep us safe in ways that actually work and the evidence shows work.
So while I think a lot of people are aware that abuses of power happen in prisons, I think there's an expectation that that this sort of behaviour is an outlier or an exception to the rule. So is this a common occurrence that things like these happen in our prisons?
Well, the alarming thing is that without an independent body that's tasked with overseeing treatment in our prisons, we don't really know. We're relying on complaints being made by prisoners. And, you know, like I say, they're not very well placed to even know what their rights are. You know, when you're in that situation, different prisoners will have different interpretations of what abuse is, and they, you know, and prison staff may have. And we know that they're under a lot of pressure. It's not a good situation for anyone to be managing. But the way that prisoners are treated is something that needs to have oversight by someone that's independent and who is well versed in sort of human rights as they apply to places of detention.
So you mentioned in the press release that the conditions our prisoners are in make them more likely to reoffend in the future. Why is this the case?
Well, we know that reoffending rates in New Zealand are astronomical. It's something like 50% within 3 years of release. And so we have to at some point turn to what we're doing to people, which is imprisonment, and whether that is in fact working to keep down. We keep saying, you know, we're spending billions of dollars on the system that's incredibly punitive, and the idea is that it's going to somehow bring down crime, and it absolutely isn't. What we also know is that far, far disproportionately, the people that we're locking up in prison suffer from serious mental illness, from neurodiversity. You know, like the young people that we lock up, under 19-year-olds, have a 90% rate of serious learning disability. People with undiagnosed brain injury have very high rates in our prisons. So these are all things that we can address in a totally different way, in interventions that actually work to treat them, to ensure that reoffending or offending doesn't happen, and that people successfully reintegrate back into our communities when something bad has happened. But, you know, we keep doing the thing that we know has failed and is really, really re-traumatising.
You touched on this earlier, but so you're saying that it isn't fair that the Department of Corrections handles complaints and all their regulation internally, right?
Yeah, it's a bit concerning to have an institution where things literally all happen behind closed doors, locked doors, and there's the people that they interact with have very little power by design, and that that sector or that institution is sort of self-governing and without the requisite transparency, I think, that we as a community would need to be sure that that accountability will happen if there's abuse.
I'm interested to hear your thoughts on alternatives to our current system. Could you touch on some of the research that's been done in areas other than just the current system of imprisonment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's entire nations now in Scandinavia that for years have been moving away from imprisonment and have eliminated prisons almost entirely. So you would keep some detention centres for very few people it's an absolute must. But what they've done in Scandinavia seems to be working. Crime rates are actually gone down astronomically. And so, you'd have community interventions, you'd have in-community housing, you'd have the treatment that people need when things happen, you'd kind of look at the causes of offending. And, of course, inequality at its base is something that we know contributes to crime as well. So we need to look at whether we can provide houses and jobs and, invest in all the things that actually keep communities safe. But here in New Zealand as well, we've got models that we can turn to. So up north where police have, a couple of years ago now, so we have good data from that program, have initiated off their own base the diversion of drug offenders away from the criminal justice system and to drug and alcohol treatment. And that's working. That's what people needed. That's what those communities needed. Because, of course, every time we imprison someone, we're impacting on an entire whānau and an entire community. We know children of parents who go to prison have far, far higher chance of going to prison themselves. So it's generational. And we do have a responsibility now to move away from what has failed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.